Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
This fall, don't miss all the hottest content from Hulu with reality singing competition shows like The Masked Singer, which is one of my favorites, and The Voice, and the funniest comedies like Bob's Burgers, Family Guy, South Park, and It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia, which I haven't missed an episode of because it's one of my favorites. Hulu has the TV you love, and I love, obviously, and you can binge it anytime with plans starting at only $5.99 a month. What a steal! So what are you waiting for? Don't miss your favorite content this fall. Go to Hulu.com and start your free trial now. Welcome to a new episode of Make Spidey Famous Again.
That's not the name anymore.
Podcast. All right, whatever.
I think it should be called Gunner's Parents.
All right, we like intro this every time. Anyways, hello everybody. What a crazy week it has been over here in Los Angeles and at the Pratt House.
In California.
Such a tragic week and such a tragic time. I'm so sorry for everybody who's been affected by the fires. Definitely praying for every person and the animals, and God bless these firefighters. I mean, fires are horrifying and they're so unpredictable and they spread so quickly. And yeah, it's just a lot. So I'm hoping everybody's okay. I'm sorry if anything has happened, and yeah, just lots of prayers for everybody out there. We got the call. I guess our neighbors have been trying to reach us since like 2:30 a.m. Our phones were on silent because of Gunner, and I was awake. I kept thinking someone was actually breaking into the house, and so I kept like looking on our cameras. I guess I didn't see the neighbors, but thank God actually our phones were on silent, because it was the first night Gunner slept eight hours straight, and you know, I wasn't, because I kept thinking someone came in. But at what, 4:30 you woke up and set off the alarm?
No, that's not what happened. You and Gunner were playing musical sleep training games, and I heard him crying. So I woke up, and I always check my phone and be like, what time is Heidi still up at? So I checked my phone. I had two missed calls from my mom, maybe, and at least one from my older sister. And I was like, what the frick? So I called my older sister back. It's like 3 a.m. She's like, I'm at mom's house. I left. I evacuated because she was in Brentwood, where the Getty fire actually was. And so sad. Two of her best friends were actually the houses that like burned down. She was very close to all this action. So, but to me, she's so far away. So I was like, okay, you know, I know they're like high winds or whatever. So I wasn't panicking because I have a real gauge of where that was, I thought. But then everyone's like, with these embers can fly 4 miles. And I was even trying to do the math. I couldn't, but it seemed very far away. So I don't think we went in full panic mode like all our neighbors. Like everyone on the street was going, they're very intense.
We were half panic mode for sure, or mostly. I mean, we were packing up the house. We were packing up all our belongings. We were trying to figure out a plan. We had our go bags. The fire looked so close at night. It looked right over the hill. So I had been up with Gunner every hour all night. I was so tired. I just didn't think I could move. So tired. And then Spencer sets off the alarm, and I'm like, someone is breaking in. Oh my gosh, I was right. And I was ready to go, you know, home defense mechanism. And then Spencer's like, sorry, there's a fire. And I'm like, oh my gosh. And then I just keep trying to put Gunner down. Finally, he falls asleep. And then Spencer's packing, and Gunner keeps waking up every 20 minutes. And I'm like, I can't pack. I can't help. I need to get all of our forms. I need to get like so much stuff that only I can get. Finally, he fell asleep and slept for like 2 hours. And so, yeah, Spencer's dad came up here and we were packing up and everything.
Well, it was a good thing in one sense, because Gunner is obsessed with planes. And shout out to the superstar freaking pilots that come in on those planes at sunrise. So Gunner thought that was the coolest thing he's ever seen in his life. He actually went out and sat in a chair by himself, like just watching, and his diaper was like, okay. So yeah, that was positive.
That was so cute.
But yeah, I realized, you know, packing up a house is just, it puts everything in perspective. I'm like, I'm not buying anything more. You can't even carry all this stupid freaking, it's just weight. My back still hurts. And then packing and unpacking, because then, you know, they were like, it could come back, the winds. And then they're like, it's out. So I was just playing that game, like, just filling cars up with stuff. It's so mentally, emotionally draining. Thankfully, we had things to fill up, obviously, and bring back into a house. So it's very positive.
Yeah, but it made me put everything in perspective, too. My first thought was, I don't want to buy anything. I don't want anything of value that I'm going to have to leave in a house. Like, that's just so crazy. And I'm thinking, what are the few items of clothing I want? What are the few things I want for Gunner, like what matters? And we have four dogs and packing them up. So I ended up leaving with Gunner later that morning to the beach house in Santa Barbara, because I'm like, you know, even if it's not mandatory evacuation or anything, like, I'm not risking anything with Gunner and our four dogs. And the smoke was so bad that I didn't want to stay here anyways. So I went to Santa Barbara with Gunner and the dogs, and then my mom was supposed to land 3 hours later. So she's at the airport getting ready to board her flight. And I'm like, Mom, I've been trying to get a hold of you all morning. There's a fire. But like, I don't know what to do. I'm going up to Santa Barbara. Do you think you could fly in there? So we found one flight that left at the exact same time as her flight. And so she waited in line. She got up to the front and they were like, oh, your daughter has to book it because she's the one who did it. So sorry, can't help you. So I'm on the phone with American Express while Gunner is sleeping, and I'm whispering going around Point Magoo thinking I'm going to get cut out any second. I have 5 minutes to get my mom on this flight. So she leaves the gate that she's at risking missing the flight to LA. And thank God she didn't fly into LA because people couldn't even get out of LAX. So somehow, miraculously, my prayers, her persistence, and just God's favor got her on that flight at the exact time. So I don't know if it was her or me, but I got a confirmation from this awesome guy at American Express, Platinum Services, that was like, this is the new flight your mom is on. And because of the fires and everything, the change fee was waived with United, which was awesome because that was like $200. So we got her into that flight the minute it was boarding, last seat, last minute. And I'm so glad, because if she came later, she would have had to get an Uber. Gunner wouldn't have seen her. So we picked her up at 5 o'clock, and then Gunner saw the flights and it was so fun. He saw all the airplanes up front and my mom played with him, and yeah, it ended up being so awesome. Meanwhile,
I was hanging out with my dad, who thankfully my parents lived down the street. So it's just it was great to have my dad as backup, as just like, oh, you can play adult. Like, that was fun. It's a nice little vacation mentally to have. Like, it's like, okay, whatever you say, Dad, you got this.
Yeah, that was nice. And it's so nice. He's so busy working all the time that you guys had some time together. Mm-hmm. And we're always here. So when we're at the house with you and your parents, it's all about Gunner and everything's so busy. And like tonight when your dad came over and Gunner's having a meltdown, it's not as fun. Like, you guys could just sit and hang out and watch a movie.
It's good for him to see, like, they always see Gunner like so chill, and not like after he just dropped his plane on his foot and fell off of the couch, like jumping around. Like, he's just so wild that by the time it's 7 o'clock at night before he goes to bed, like, it's like
so tired.
The Tasmanian angel.
Yeah, he's so tired. But that's so nice for you guys to just have like
father son. Yeah. Watch the MLS Cup. We watched the World Series every night. So it was very. But it was way harder because I didn't have any wine or tequila. Breaking news. Today marks a week with no nice little nightcap.
A week and a day.
No Proud Daddy pours. Heidi was trying to get rid of her back pain, so she got on freaking this anti-inflammation medicine. Not supposed to drink on it, so I wasn't going to enjoy any red wine without Heidi. She's the life of the party.
I don't know why.
Because you're way more fun. It's boring without
Alone. It's fun to drink alone.
You're fun. Like, that's why you make it fun. So I'm not trying to drink any wine without Heidi. Duh, it's obvious. So, of course, Heidi, you could take over. What? Now we're not even drinking for the right reasons. It's just crazy.
Yeah. So I'm in Santa Barbara with my mom and I'm like, gosh, I have the worst stomach ache from this medicine. Every time I take it, like my stomach is in severe pain. And my mom's like, that's not normal. And I'm like, I know, it's one of the side effects. And she's like, please just call your doctor. I call my doctor and she's like, absolutely not. You should not be having that. You might have stomach bleeding. This could be really serious. If it doesn't go away, I need you to come in and do further tests. So now I'm on these other two medicines trying to, but I was only on that back medication for 3 days, like the anti-inflammatory. And it's so frustrating because I didn't want to take this medicine and I don't even take Tylenol or ibuprofen. You know, I like to try to avoid all kinds of medications because, you know, my body, and I didn't want to take this, but I was like, I'm just being silly. It's modern medicine. Like, it's going to help my back. They say it's only, it's a prescription stronger than ibuprofen. I would feel silly if I didn't try this route. So I try it, even though I like had a weird feeling against trying it. And then, yeah, I had these stomach problems and I still have the stomach pain. It's not as severe, but it's still constant. And I'm going to have to go in tomorrow and do all these extensive tests and see like what is going on now. So I wasn't asked, have you ever had ulcers or like stomach problems before? I was like, yes, I was told in Costa Rica that I actually had an ulcer. And she's like, oh, Costa Rica, there's one bacteria in, for stomach problems that's only in Costa Rica. And I was like, yeah, we did the show. I'm a celebrity, get me out of here. And we had to like cook our own food and water. She's like, oh no. Oh my gosh. What a nightmare. I cannot believe you did that. Yeah, that would cause severe problems. I'm so glad you're okay. She's like, we need to get this tested right away because you could still have that bacteria from Costa Rica years later. Like, we need to get you treated. So it did all end up being a blessing in disguise because I do think I still have problems from Costa Rica and I need to get that sorted out. So, you know, but yeah, no wine. I've definitely lost some weight. Woo-hoo, exciting.
Oh my gosh. So yeah, we're no longer just not drinking red wine and watching reality shows because Heidi has a bacteria from Costa Rica.
But you should have a glass. I don't understand. It still relaxes you.
This is called the Spidey podcast.
I know, but it's
Spencer,
still relaxing
Heidi.
For you. It's still nice for
what, you.
You
don't think I'm relaxed?
Off the
I'm
edge.
Just all pumped no. up off of all this resto and the green goddesses that I've been drinking every day. So yeah, I think I need to chill on these. Shout out Erewhon Green Goddess because I brought the menu home to read and Google. I think I'm just having too much of a lot of things every day, all amped up off all this healthy energy. And then I go with the mint chips also. So I'll do a Green Goddess and a mint chip. That's a lot of cacao powder or whatever it's called. Yuck.
Well, breaking news. Superstar actor / siblings Kate and Oliver Hudson are starting a brand new podcast called Sibling Revelry.
Kate Hudson is doing a podcast with her brother Oliver, and it will explore sibling bonding, family dynamics, the human mind, and so much more.
Definitely listening to this.
As I talk about it, it's unbelievable. I want to listen right now. We should listen and podcast. They'll dive deep into the things that interest them and talk to other siblings in a free-formed, wide-open, relaxed conversation.
Can they also take husband and wives? They'll share some laughs and share universal tales of what it's like to grow up with brothers and sisters. Stay tuned to the end of this episode for a special sneak peek of Sibling Revelry with Kate and Oliver Hudson. If you like what you hear, make sure to subscribe to their podcast for free.
Wow.
Amazing.
Unreal. Podcasting is just getting so cool because, I mean, I was starstruck. I saw Kate Hudson in Erewhon with her multiple children, and I was just like, yeah, wow. How does she have any time? And she has time to podcast. Fascinating.
It's impressive that they have such a great family unit, too. I love that they seem like such a close family. But obviously they have some sibling rivalry that they're talking about. So who knows?
That's going to be a hard word for us normal people trying to say that. I guess they're sophisticated. I don't know, vocabulary never comes up in my daily of like.
Hey everyone, it's fall, so don't miss the hottest content on Hulu. Some of my favorite shows are there, like The Masked Singer. It's a competition show. They're singing, you don't know who it is, all these celebrities, great songs, so don't miss that one. And some of the funniest comedies like Bob's Burgers, Family Guy. My personal favorite is Always Sunny in Philadelphia. I love that. I haven't missed any episodes of that. And it's on Hulu. Hulu has all the TV that I love and you love. And you can binge it anytime with plans starting at only $5.99 a month. I mean, come on, what a deal. So what are you waiting for? Don't miss your favorite content this fall. Also, there's the newest, greatest, latest shows like Handmaid's Tale. Wow, that show is so riveting. I can't watch it near bedtime because I just get so excited. But anyways, don't miss your favorite content this fall. Go to Hulu.com and start your free trial now. Back to
your bacteria.
Anyways, back to Santa Barbara. So it ended up being such a blessing in disguise for me because we went to Santa Barbara and my mom and I had so much fun time up there with Gunner. We went to the zoo and did all these things we wouldn't have done in LA. We went to this museum. Gunner slept 9 hours and 45 minutes straight, consecutive hours in his Dakota. He did wake up. I heard him at like 2 a.m. moving and he was like moving towards the floor and I just laid him back down in his little Dakota on the floor. I made him like a little bed on the floor because that's what Sleep in the City told me to do, and he loved his little bed on the floor. The first night was way too cold and I think that's why he kept waking up, but gosh, 9 hours and 45 minutes, it's just unbelievable. And we did so much fun stuff and it was so nice picking my mom up there at that airport, and we went to the beach and we ate really healthy.
You ate really healthy?
Yeah.
Cannot believe you didn't go to Delgado's once.
Yeah, it's not really my mom's type of food, and we're not having margaritas, and Gunner only eats rice there. I mean, I guess he would eat the burger.
He eats everything. You eat everything. Your mom needs to eat good tacos. That's why you bring her to Cali to get some good Mexican food.
Yeah, I guess they do have really good salads. I forgot they have such good salads because she loves the vegetables. Yeah.
It was just the
margaritas.
Just admit it.
It's hard not to go just there without the margaritas. So
my parents went this weekend and Skipper had a Cadillac margarita.
Again?
And we told them not to. They're huge. Oh, they're like, it's like a pitcher. They give you so much. Like, we don't even get Cadillacs. We just get regular size margarita. Cadillacs are for young potty kids or my parents. So mom sends me a video of my dad like up in a tree cutting hedges. She's
Stop
like
it.
Not even a Cadillac margarita like chills him out.
Oh my gosh, party guy. Well, I'm so glad for you guys that you had so much fun.
Heidi, is he moving
around?
He's already moving.
I know. Last night he slept 3 consecutive hours and then he was up every single hour.
Well, back to K.Dudson and her brother. Okay. Revelry, lively and noisy festivities, especially when these involve drinking a large amount of alcohol.
I love those
too.
This is
a great title for a show.
That's amazing. That means they have fun together, not rivalry. That's great. They seem like best friends. That's what I hope for our kids. I saw this little boy today, Beckett, at the soccer. You know, the one who always demonstrates, the older one.
Is he somebody's older sibling?
Yes. So he was there with his younger sister, and he was putting his arms around her and hugging her, and they're 3 years apart. And the mom was saying how they're like little best friends, and they were like cuddling on the couch together and hugging. And it's like, gosh, I really, really hope our kids are very close.
You're a real gangster that you're even in the floral energy at all times with everything you go through that you could just say no more. It's just, it's mind-boggling.
I know, you look like you're about to have a meltdown tonight.
It's just
tonight.
So sad watching him. There's nothing you do and he drops a toy. It's just hard. I think it's because I'm an empath and I just feel things so intensely.
I know. It just doesn't help him. That's why I feel it too. I am so sad. It is so hard and it doesn't help him. Like, it doesn't help him to like wallow in it or to like react more. Or, like, you know, it just like, it just doesn't help.
Well, you got a great poker face. I'll just hide my emotions when he's like,
I know. It's one thing to acknowledge, yeah, but then you're like having the meltdown, too.
Get some ice.
Okay.
Thankfully, the plane is not as heavy as I thought. I thought it was way heavier. Oh, I dropped it a bunch, tested it on my foot. We're good.
It is so sad.
It's just so ridiculous.
I know, but it's just, it's part of growing up. We all went through it.
He's going to be wearing boots in the house from now on.
Well, he can have indoor shoes. We can get a pair of indoor shoes. Worried. I was already thinking that today because my back has been hurting, and then I put on my shoes, and it helps a little bit. You know, it's like just running around on this.
I guess I didn't grow up on wood floors.
Kind of.
Oh, I grew up on tile. No, I'm Malibu. I feel like when I was his age, that was all carpet. We should confirm that.
I wish, yeah, carpet's so nice.
Yeah, we didn't have enough dog pee and poop on that. In 1 second, you'd be cutting it out with a butter knife. Like, get out of here. I can't breathe.
Yeah, that's very true. So, it was a big week. And then I was hoping to come back for Halloween because I really want to go trick-or-treating with Spencer and with Spencer's parents and to be here because it's his neighborhood. I want him to have the memories here. And I knew how fun trick-or-treating would be for Gunner this year because he's just at such a fun age for things like that. How long it lasts, I don't really know. But I thought that, okay, we'll try to get him in this costume. I had like 3 different costumes for him so he could pick one. And thankfully, the air and everything cleared up. And we came back on Thursday, which was great. Just in time for trick-or-treating, I had a severe migraine, which made the trick-or-treating really, really, really challenging. But Gunner looked so cute and he had his little lion costume on and was roaring. And I'm so glad we got there right when we did at like 4.
Yeah, you were right. I think next year we get there at 3:30.
Yeah, because he needs time to like go up by himself. You can get there at
2 and start knocking people's doors. should ask around, like, what time do people really start walking? We could just do a recon next time while we drive around.
Yeah, you need to get there so the toddlers don't have the big kids knocking them around. I'm not
knocking them around, knocking me around.
Yeah, they're so intense.
That's crazy. It's the first time I felt like so old, like when these kids are like looking at you like, Grandpa, you got to play. Like, you're trying to get to that candy all fast.
They're sprinting from house to house. There's so many houses. I think there's like the candy competition.
I mean, if you really think about how good these candies are, these houses are giving away, how much money that adds up to, you go to a movie theater in town, bag of Skittles and Snickers bar is like $45 at the movie theater.
Yeah, they're definitely.
So they're bagging up for the year. That's some real steaks. I saw some incredible candy.
Yeah, they're large size. Impressive. But with a toddler, I remember this from last year, you have to get there earlier so he can walk up to the house. He goes, tick-a-tee. It was so cute. He said it. And he like lifted it out. Everyone was in awe of like how cute he was doing that. Everyone was kept giving him like 2 candies. I'm like, no, one is good. And then when he tried the first one, he wouldn't leave the house till I opened the candy. And he almost had like a full candy or 2, you know, but like 1 probably. I kept like opening it and giving him a little piece of it. And then he like would go to the next house and would have to stand there and eat it before he left.
Heidi ate more candy than any kid in town because she had to chew it all up in her mouth like a mama bird and then give them to him pieces. And then I never saw the rest that she did chew up. She wasn't spitting it out. So I should have been a tester too.
Somehow he got a lollipop. I'm like, lollipop? Who gave him freaking lollipop?
Skipper. And then Skipper starts opening it up. I'm like, Dad, you cannot do that. Heidi, and he's like, what? It'll take him an hour to have. I'm like,
and he starts chewing it and biting it off and has like chunks of this lollipop. I'm like, he'll choke.
It was
so fun. And then Spencer's parents were there and they had so much fun. And
yeah, we walked an extra 3 miles. We're like, what? My dad's taking us like off the path. So, you know, it was very, we went across the entire neighborhood and he was like such on a mission. We're like, slow down.
Gunner's screaming, Grandpa, Grandpa, Grandpa. Like, he's like head blocks ahead. We're like, he's crying for you. This is what we're all here for, is and Gunner trick or treating.
We figure out, oh, we got to go to Ed's house. He'll have a nice glass of wine for us and a buffet. So he was going all the way across town to get a glass of wine and hit like buffet style food.
And keep in mind, Spencer's mom can hardly walk. She just got out of her cast, her poor foot. She's like slowly limping behind. We're only supposed to go like 3 blocks for her.
I said, you needed a limp for us to be with that. Like she should have been a pirate.
No, I said, Skipper, where's her scooter? She needs a scooter or something. What the frick? The
sitting scooter.
Yeah, I'm like, dang it.
I mean, so it's solid. Solid mile.
So Skipper is running ahead. Gunner's chasing after her. I'm trying to keep up with them. I don't want to miss this time. I feel bad for Spencer's mom being left behind. I'm like, I'm sorry. You know, I got to keep up with Gunner too. And anyways, it was so funny and fun. And finally, we had to just leave. Then Spencer's dad is trying to stop at the free taco place. I'm like, all right, we need to get out of here. It is 6:30. Gunner has not had dinner. He needs to get a free taco in 10 minutes.
This is somebody having a private party, yeah. And they have like a taco cater in the driveway. Oh, and Skipper has this goofy smile on his face like he's going to go come up on some tacos. We're like, what are you doing?
Next year, I will have a cooler for you full of wine, tequila, whatever you want. Yeah,
and tacos.
I want tacos, pizza. I'm going to have a whole wagon full of stuff for Skipper trick-or-treating.
That was unbelievable. And I was like, why does he care which part of the town we walked through?
And I think we were the only parents in town without a red cup, a solo cup.
I don't know what was in it.
Probably
like
water.
Apple juice for their kids.
Probably water. But
so, yeah, this town is lit. I was like,
what the frick? Really missing out on this Thanksgiving.
1 week Heidi wanted to get inflammation medicine that turned into bacteria life. We can't have a sippy cup with the whole town.
I know, like, dang. So, but it ended up being so fun. And then
we dressed up, obviously. We dressed amazing up. Outfits.
Yeah, the Flintstones.
And Gunner didn't want us to wear a wig, so he took them off. And then he didn't want me wearing my Flintstone feet, so I took those off. So then it looked like, then some girl yelled at, she's like, her parents thought it was so funny. What did she call me? He's a grapefruit. I don't know. What a watermelon. What would the outfit look like?
I guess a watermelon. That's funny. No, I don't know.
Watermelon.
Yeah.
I don't know. She's like, he's a watermelon.
That's really funny. Gunner was like strangling me with my necklace, my big plastic necklace that looked like little balls. So then we went to Erewhon after and he had a whole meltdown. And that was intense.
Erewhon must be like this.
Not again.
Gunner in there.
Every day.
That is his place.
Every day.
Over getting food and groceries.
Everyone looks at me like this lady is crazy. I'm like, I have a toddler and he has meltdowns. And guess what? It's designed to happen right here. So I'm going to talk him through it. And if you look at me one more time, I'm going to karate kick you in the face. Mind your own beeswax. Can I help you?
I'm hiding behind the soup in the salad bar.
I'm looking around like, oh yeah, like Spencer's gonna be coming anywhere near. He's pretending to be one of these shoppers. Oh, that lady over there.
Somebody should tell them. Keep it down. People are trying to shop for groceries in here.
Yeah, I'm definitely
thankfully,
the
it's
only
not
top
a fancy
food.
Restaurant. You know, it is a market at the end of the day.
Yeah, and I dare you to say something to me in the middle of the night. Oh my gosh, I was keeping it cool. I was praying. I was like, Lord, please help me. Right now,
Dad's like, you. Give him some ice cream. Do some ice cream.
That's not the solution. And that's the thing. He wants this and he wants that. It's like, well, you know what? Unfortunately, you're going to have to learn in life that you can't have everything that you want either. And you have to learn these lessons from a young age. So it's hard. And yeah, I'm getting the brunt of it and it makes things more challenging, but it's easier in the long run. It's like the sleep training. This would have been easier to do a year ago. So that's definitely what I've learned for the next baby. The sooner you get a good sleep pattern, the better. And then this lady came up to me in Erewhon today and was talking about like, oh, enjoyed it. It goes by so fast. She's like, have you heard of the Snoo? I was like, yes, I freaking had it. I paid so much money and then I didn't use it. And it's like such a big regret. I let my friend borrow it. She said it worked so well. She's like, oh yeah, my husband invented that. And I'm like, oh, why didn't I use it? She's like, he worked for 5 years developing it with MIT and all the leading scientists and blah, blah, blah. So definitely use it for the second one. It's like, yep. Should have used it for the first one, but now I know I'm not going to have the next one in the bed after 3 months or whenever, but maybe not at all. I don't know, but definitely.
Oh my gosh. Gunner is going to be...
I know.
Why you
He's going to have a hard time.
You. Oh my God.
And they'll have each other.
Yeah, hopefully he's just like him with the cat. He just wants to hold the baby and sleep with the baby. Mm-hmm. Abigail brought over her hairless cat, Gloomy Gloom. Is that the IG for? Gloomy Gloom. Which should be a famous cat. But she just got a, they need to start TikToking like Heidi. And yeah, Gloomy Glooms. So Gunner, I've never seen him more obsessed with a creature because this cat would let Gunner hold him like her. It's Gloomy's a her.
So sweet.
Oh, so I wish we could get a cat for him, but our dogs would not like that. I'm just thankful I learned we need to get way more survival food because all when markets were closed and you couldn't get on streets. I ate a lot of freaking microwave burritos, and thankfully there was actually for the evacuation, which was so helpful, was Little Caesars has the large, extra, most bestest thin crust pizza available right now for only $6.49. Yeah, well, I couldn't get to it because... it was closed, so I was just dreaming about Heidi eating it.
Yeah, I was, because it's right there, and it's thin on the crust, but big on taste with extra cheese and the most pepperoni at all the nation's best price. But before you decide on what kind, we're tempting you to go thin. The extra most bestest thin crust pizza, only $6.49 at participating Little Caesars locations, plus tax where applicable.
Order one online tonight and skip the register with Pizza Portal Pickup. Claim of extra cheese and most pepperoni all at the nation's best price is based on comparisons of the following pizzas for the top four national pizza chains. Little Caesars, extra, most bestest, thin crust pepperoni pizza, and the other three pizza chains, large, round, standard menu, one topping, thin crust pepperoni pizza, sold at everyday menu prices.
Pizza, pizza.
Little Caesars is pizza, pizza?
Yeah.
Okay, I hope you're right.
Oh, so too. yeah, Spencer kept saying, I don't have any food here. I'm like, well, I don't know what to tell you.
Microwave burritos, I ate those way too fast. So you need way more of those in emergency.
Hey everyone, it's Caitlin Bristow. You can listen to my show, Off the Vine, with Caitlin Bristow every Tuesday on Podcast One. Hear me take on taboo topics and unfiltered advice. I'll also be dishing with some amazing celebrities. Oh, and did I mention there'll be wine? So grab a glass and join me every Tuesday on PodcastOne.com, the new Podcast One app, or subscribe on Apple Podcasts.
I've decided we need to have a date night once a week where Abby puts him to bed. Because coming up with filming, we're going to have to like leave for dinner. And if it's all of a sudden and she hasn't put him to bed. So I think on like one day a week, we need to have her start putting him to bed. And we can come back right after or whatever. But we'll have a date night and then we need to head out.
Heidi is so funny. You talk about your date night.
What, don't you think?
Yeah, I think more than one night.
No, not more than one night. Now you're pushing it. But I think this week we should have a date night where we go see the Joker before it leaves and have Abby put him down. So we're going to start filming who knows when. But when we do, I don't want it to be such a shock for Gunner. And I think it's also good for him to – he loves Abby. So thank God But they have such a great little relationship. And this week I'm actually going to have Abby at the house more. I'm going to have her start taking him to his classes more. So it kind of gives him that separation when he goes to preschool that I'm not usually at preschool. Like maybe I'll take him once a week, but in general, I need her to start taking him to preschool because hopefully we'll get into this preschool. It seems like we will. And then I want that transition to be pretty easy. I thought that maybe school would be too much, but every time we went by when we were going last week and he pointed and screamed on Friday, school, school. He's so excited going to school. It's unbelievable. I'm like, wow, thank you God that he loves his school so much. And it's like such a happy place. And really he's gone there since he was like 1 year old with these classes. No more.
What do you mean?
Just take a breath. Give a little commentary.
Hold on. Oh my God. You know I become a dad when I would eat chocolate banana bread that got her maybe threw on the floor in the market. Who knows what? And he's like, oh, no, I wouldn't eat that. I'm like, whatever. I don't care anymore.
It's probably good for your germophobism. Being a dad has been really good for you. I think being a brother will be really good for Gunner because the world doesn't revolve around him. You know, it's good to have interactions like that. It's good for him to have a little playmate. Yeah, there's pluses and minuses, but I think there's way more pros than cons. And I think it's going to be so awesome that for the rest of your life, you have someone who understands your childhood and is there for so many memories. And it's like, I'm so close to my brother and sister. You're so close to your older sister. You know, it's like, I think that's a very important person in your life. So it's just like first one.
Are you trying to pump me up? I already know. I'm so excited. I can't believe you made me go downstairs outside and get all these mosquito bites though. I knew this was going to happen.
Okay. Sorry. It's all good. It's part of life. Put it on your list. Put it on the complaint list. Why don't we just write it down? I'll have it on the
complaint list.
Yeah. Why don't I just put it on the fridge? You can write down things that bother you and complaints. Let's just write it down. Please. Roll it out.
And read it out.
And then they can do a small other form of good things. Pros. Let's roll this out.
I am so excited for this list. It's gonna be
I didn't say I'll read it, but yeah, you can.
No, I thought you
I think it's good therapy
it.
For you. You should write it out.
Right.
I don't.
That's fun.
I don't have this list.
I love your handwriting. One better handwriting.
I know why Gunner says blah, blah, blah. He must be reading my handwriting. Everything says blah, blah, blah.
The whole fridge.
So we have another great story for you.
What's that?
It's my mom's birthday today. Happy birthday, Mom. And so she was here for her birthday week, which was so fun. Spencer's giving her all this stuff before she goes to the airport and Apple Watch. She spent all morning trying to set up her new phone and her Apple Watch.
You gotta give back context or backstory because that sounds it should take like usually I just swap SIM cards and it's so quick, but somehow on your mom's phone not only did the IEMI whatever number need to be changed with AT&T, but some other number that took an hour and 30 minutes later for them to be like, could the CCDICI, could that be wrong? I'm like, I don't know. And then she's like, read it to me. So I read it and that was wrong. So it's definitely not the way Heidi just, you know, I know how to set up a freaking iPhone and Apple Watch, had a few by now. So yeah. We're giving her all these gifts. Her birthday's coming up, and I know that her and superstar chef Tim Egelhoff love Arc'teryx, and I had a brand new Arc'teryx backpack that, shout out Tactical Distributors, my boy Robbie hooked up, that I didn't realize during the evacuation packing in the middle of the night, we're packing up the whole house. So something got packed in the backpack, and the thing about these very cool law enforcement style backpacks from Arc'teryx, Leaf, L-E-A-F is the series, is there's all sorts of pockets. So when I opened it up and showed her, like, look, your laptop goes here and this, I didn't realize there's like a little extra pocket or whatever. So fast forward.
So I'm driving my mom to the airport. I drop her off. It's so sentimental. We're trying to keep Gunner awake because he calls her Yayi. Yaya, because for Grammy, Grandma, however it comes out, I don't know. So he's trying to not to fall asleep. He sees the airplanes. He gets all excited. She leaves. He's crying so hard that she's leaving. He's so sad. I'm trying to just like keep it together and trying to distract him. And then I text her. I'm like, hey, did you get through the gate? Just want to make sure Gunner's falling asleep. I pull up to the house and Spencer's like, did you hear what happened to your mom at the airport? I'm like, what? Oh my gosh, this makes sense. She's completely not responding to me.
Well, I'm so excited. I get a call from her. Excuse me. I get a call from her. Then I thought she's going to be like, I love my new iPhone. I love my new Apple Watch. And instead she's like, hey, I'm sounding very calm, but like definitely different, but still calm and chill, calm, cool, collected. She's like,
she's a trauma therapist.
Yeah, yeah, it's on it. She knows how to handle any energy. And she's like, I'm standing here with 16 police officers. I'm like, oh, what happened? She's like, oh, you know, in the backpack you gave me, there was something that I can't fly with. I was like, what's that? And she's like, they said it's fine. I can either throw it away or go back through security and put it in a check bag. I was like thinking, did she get like a CBD vape cartridge? You know, like that was my first thought, you know, because now you can't fly with those. They have to go. It's all sorts of, I don't know.
Okay.
So that was my first thought. Like, I was like, yeah, throw it. And she's like, but they said they have to keep the bullets. Like, oh, shoot.
Oh my gosh.
Shoot, shoot, shoot. So
I'm like, what the heck?
So, yeah.
Thank God it wasn't
obviously it wasn't. Those are in safes. So yeah, but packing up magazines, you know, I think that was
I thought maybe a knife, which is still bad.
A knife would have been worse, actually.
Oh, okay. So
a knife you can do something with, you can't do anything with.
Well, I have had to throw away knives at the airport.
I know, but a knife you would have to.
Well, I don't know if 16 cops would surround you with a knife. Maybe. I guess I had a lot that surrounded me. But so, anyways, so then I call my mom. I'm like, because I know she almost missed her flight then. I'm like, are you okay? And she's laughing. She's like, oh my gosh. They kept asking me, do you have a good relationship with your son-in-law? Why would he do this to you? Do you think he set you up? And she's like, no, we have a great relationship. And then she said to me, well, I thought we were fine all these years. Was he plotting his revenge? Was he just distracting me calling AT&T this morning and, you know, just making a joke?
And she's like, and then tag, you're it.
Yeah. That's she's like, oh, I didn't know Spencer wants to play these types of games. Okay. Tell him.
I told my dad
it.
And he's like, oh, does she think you pranked her? I hope not, Dad. The only positive is that Chef Tomegohoff's freaking parents, I guess.
Or in their 90s.
Thought it was the funniest story there.
Yeah, they were laughing so hard. So that was, yeah. But thank God my mom has such a good attitude and was like, no worries. I didn't know, you know, I didn't want to throw away something valuable and I would have changed my flight if I needed to. She's like, I'm glad I could throw it away. So the whole thing was quite the icing on the cake.
So just everyone knows, obviously, if you have a magazine, any ammunition or a firearm, that she didn't, but you, if you have a firearm, you're going to get arrested. But if you have any ammunition or magazine, make sure to put in your checked baggage to follow whatever the rules are. But
yeah, and Spencer checked the backpack. My mom checked the backpack,
right,
but it had that extra pocket.
I didn't dig my hand in it. Like, so that's the lesson. Any backpacks and stuff, you dig. I mean, it was in a pile in the garage. I was just running out. It's like,
it's been quite the week.
Still the pile of evacuation stuff, I realized later.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's been a lot. But the house is getting back into order. And I'm so thankful for our house being here and being fine.
Definitely, oh, what I did.
Go bag.
What I did realize, though, is really, if you watch The Hills, all Nas and Sal, due respect, but no due respect, Rhodey even staying around in Malibu with fire surrounding you, if I even saw dark smoke near me or a fire that you could, it's to stay around your house, I think, is very reckless. Like, there was never a moment where I was like, oh, if I was, a fire was coming down the hill or up the hill, I was going to stay here and try to, like, put it out with water and hoses. And, you know, it's just,
I mean, thank God he's alive. Oh, that's he what easily I mean. Could have died.
No, you see these fires now in the news. It's like, that is bananas.
Yeah, so. And they go so fast. That's the thing. They're so uncontrollable and so unpredictable. Kelsey, who works at Pratt Daddy,
we've not even
and
told
everything
that
else.
Fire story we have. We've podcasted since the Highland
I think
story.
So. The Highland story. I don't know if we talked about it or not. But anyway, she was saying someone was like, oh, I'm not scared of fire. She's like, well, you must never have been near one or like through one because there were all the Santa Barbara fires and her house there burned down. And she's like, they're just so unpredictable. But global warming, I guess it's a real thing. But people say there have been California fires for a long time, but this is definitely the worst. So praying for rain. Please, God, bring on the rain. Come on, Lord. Gunnar has a doctor's appointment tomorrow, and then I have a doctor's appointment tomorrow. So we have a lot of doctor stuff. We're going to have a date night. Woohoo! Joker.
I'd rather wait till we can have red wine in the movie theater.
Well, maybe I'll get the okay. Who knows? You can have red wine. I just don't.
I want to cheers with you.
Why? It's what are you going to do when I'm pregnant?
Not drink.
Come on. You did drink sometimes.
Sometimes. A handful.
Yeah.
So?
Why do you tell me that it's
okay
to drink alone?
Because you are so fun. Like, I can't be your level of fun.
Come on.
You, like, turn on.
The, you don't have to.
You turn on music. You're, like, a real fun person. I don't drink. Like, I'll drink and watch Netflix. You're, like, running around.
It's not about that, though. It's just about, like, feeling a little relaxed and enjoying
it. Looks like it's way more fun for you.
I said to my mom, she's like, I was like, oh, I miss that glass champagne. It like kind of, it relaxes me, but it also gives me like the extra boost I need at the end of the night to like clean the house, do this and that. She's like, oh, it gives you energy. I'm like, yeah, somehow. I don't know. It really gives me energy.
I felt like it was keeping you in the game.
And I know, good, totally.
Good for you. At least you did stay up for a little bit of the UFC last night. That was fun.
I was like, what? I stayed up for this. I just lost an hour of my sleep for nothing. I'm so
all of a sudden you just
myself.
Didn't come up. I was like, I guess she's done watching.
I told you. I was like, I'm going to bed. This is ridiculous.
I didn't hear that.
I actually want to watch a rematch though.
You want to watch it for the first time? You didn't watch it?
No, I watched most. I watched three rounds.
Yeah, you watched till the end?
Oh, two rounds.
I don't think you
third were. Round, I was like, this fight's over. I'm going to bed.
Ugh, I don't know. Think
that's Kanye?
That's Kanye. Heidi is turning, don't tell any Swifties. The breaking news on Drudge Report right now is Kanye. Headline is Kanye flock praises Christ. And it's thousands of people in front of a cross. And my favorite Kanye story is how he's thanking God that he last year had this quote. I gotta give this to you. Last year he made $115 million and ended up still $35 million in debt. This year he looked up and he just got $68 million returned to me on my tax returns. Who is his tax attorney? Like, we need to talk to, shout out Liz and be like, yo, Liz, what is Kanye doing that he's getting that much money back?
Well, probably write-offs and blah, blah, blah. It's like everything probably went through with the write-offs that he
did from 5 years ago.
Yeah, or from whenever. So
they
sounds
really
like God's
return
favor.
68 million.
But usually they do it that year, like the year before.
I don't know what to believe
returns.
Anymore. And then here's the part that I thought you. That,
so I hope he's donating all that to godly things in the church and to people in the world who are suffering. And
he said, absolutely, God's showing off. He's showing out. Yeezy's worth $3 billion. Kanye West works for God. So yeah, he starts donating all that money. And
yeah, that's what I mean. If you're claiming to do that, like Joyce Meyer is a huge minister. And yeah, she takes some for success, but most of her money she gives away.
Okay, in all due respect to actually just my, you don't know about any of her finances.
Well, I get a breakdown every month because I'm part of the Joyce Meyer Church.
She breaks down her bank account.
Well, it says what all her different funds that are going to and all the different things that she's invested in, all the different churches. And so, no, it doesn't give a financial full breakdown.
I'm just saying, I think these, and I have no problem with it, I believe, what Joel Osteen always says on TV, God wants you to have everything. I love that. So why don't these preachers like Kanye and Joyce and Joel, if they want to get, people want to pay them tons of money, I think people should be able to pay them tons of money.
Hey, I'm sure God's telling them what to keep and what to give, right? So that's between them and God. You know,
I don't know, but I personally am so entertained by all these, I don't know if it's just a West Coast thing, but and I know East Coast, and I feel like a lot of articles have been written about it, even on IG, about all these, all these hit preachers now all have designer clothes and like they dress like they're trapper, like rap superstars.
Yeah,
so,
definitely different than the old church days.
That's what I mean. So it's pretty, or know, not, but I guess know. The flip is it makes it so you get the Selena Gomez's and the Justin Bieber's and the Haley, you know, so it's all, you gotta,
it all glorifies God, right? So that's the main thing.
That, is there anything in the Bible about you gotta like be amongst your, I don't know.
Nope.
Freestyle on that one.
Pretty much says give all to the poor and needy, but you know, it also says work hard and yeah. So I don't know. But look at the Catholic Church; they're riach. How much money they have? So I don't know.
You've been
it's
in
between
the
them and
before?
God. Yeah, I have. Unbelievable. You want to take me?
Yeah, let me take you. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I would love.
We can barely get to Erewhon down the street. I feel like we're on the Mars.
When the kids are 10 years old and 12, we'll go.
So it's just, let's get to tomorrow.
So
it's been a long night.
I was like, what do you think I'm doing wrong? And she's like, I think you're overthinking everything. You just need to keep him alive. It's your number one priority. He'll learn his ABCs. He'll learn speech therapy.
Well, do you have the backstory? Because your mom saw all your like testing that he, I didn't know this either. Maybe you haven't looked at it yet. Your mom's like, are you going to speech therapy or is he? Because I guess Heidi got sent home like homework and all these like tests that Heidi has to take.
And it's like for preschoolers, so I guess they're testing if I'm autistic or something. I don't know.
They, like you're not able to teach him how to communicate.
I'm not sure. What's
Why are
going
you
on
getting
here?
A test? Is
it's no? It's not really a test. It's homework that I'm supposed to like fill out for him and. But anyways, my mom's like, you're wasting your time and your money. I definitely would not go to speech therapy anymore.
Speech
She's like, it's
therapy.
Not going to help him.
Well, you said he loves going.
Yeah, he does. So. But this is, it was only going three times ever anyways.
Oh, I thought you were going to go once a week.
No, you can go once a week if you'd like to drive all the way there, which is very hard after his plaything. It is not easy. Okay.
Don't you guys sing songs the whole time?
Oh, yeah. It's insane. Chugging down the check. Choo-choo. Chugging down the check. Choo-choo. And I'm like, I have my hands all aboard the choo-choo train. All aboard the choo-choo train. Choo-choo-choo-choo-choo-choo-choo.
For hours straight.
Yeah. And then it goes down and he's like, choo-choo. I'm like, oh, he's keeping down the track. Chugging the check. And I'm like doing the hand things.
Do that like once more.
Yeah. I'm like, and I have to do it and I have to scream it to him. All aboard the choo-choo train. Okay, whatever. Anyways.
I mean, he's going to think of trains upstairs.
One more thing for everyone to check out.
Yeah, we need to talk about Miley going after your TikTok game, Heidi.
Oh, my gosh.
Heidi was becoming huge on TikTok, and then somebody must have told Miley, Karate Kid. She's been following all the Hills cast, see what everyone's up to. She's a fan. Hashtag the Hills. But yeah, Heidi's freaking going viral on TikTok. Check out.
You're a viral TikToker.
When I post you all your hot dance videos.
Oh my gosh. I'm like, what are you posting there?
You put those from your Snapchat.
Yeah, but they're not a main post. They're like, go away. They're not even good dancing.
I'll delete them right now.
Let's see. I'm going to need it. The jean one was not, it was so restricted, and my booty was not dancing as well as I was hoping.
The jean one? It's like slow motion, though. It's.
All right. Well, we're done with all your TikToks. Okay. Right. As promised, here's a sneak peek of the new podcast, Sibling Revelry, with Kate and Oliver Hudson.
So excited to listen to these two. I was going to say rich, famous, successful people, but I didn't know if that was going to come off wrong. But that's what they are. What a life. And
here it is.
Obviously, they're the coolest parents ever.
Let's keep elaborating. Okay. Here you go, Steve. Thank you.
Sibling Revelry.
What?
I think that's good. I think we're done.
Okay, hi, I'm Kate Hudson.
I'm Oliver Hudson.
That's great.
Hi, this is Oliver Hudson. Trailer, casual intro. Talk about your relationship. Allison, our producer, and Sim wrote this thing, and we've read it a little bit, and now let's just get to the episode.
No.
Why is this not easy to do?
Play the part of someone who does a podcast. You're doing a trailer.
Hello, I'm Oliver Hudson.
It's a terrible actor. He's a terrible actor.
Like a trailer.
No, you're playing
from a world.
A real, like.
No, I know what you mean. You're Kate Hudson.
And you're Oliver Hudson.
I am. We're doing a podcast called Sibling Revelry.
That's right, because we are siblings.
And we revel each other.
Well, really, actually, it started from when did this start?
I think that we got to talking. I'm totally about to make this lie. I was just about to tell a whole lie. I was gonna say we were getting to talking about what it's like to be siblings.
I feel like we started this off when we first had the idea. It sort of was one thing, and then as we started doing the interviews, it's kind of taken on a really nice life of its own, because we've not only interviewed siblings, but we also interview people that we're fascinated by.
This has been one of the great joys of my life. Can we just talk?
Let me help you out here. What you're trying to say is that we've been trying to do a trailer for the show.
For 10 weeks. I don't like doing this
Oliver
part.
Oliver doesn't like this part.
But just listen to the show. Because I don't really want to keep talking like this.
Oh, you mean the people out there?
Yeah, no, I'm talking to the audience who are listening to this trailer. Like, this is good. We did it.
I think that was perfect. Be sure to subscribe and listen for free on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to yours. And we look forward to sharing our
life with you.
And a lot of our life with you. Yeah, a lot of deep.
Yeah, you're going to, I mean, I.
Profound.
Very revealing stuff.
Yeah.
Very.
Yeah.